reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi, for you have but one teacher and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father, because you have one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master, for you have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings give us what the real meaning of Lent is. Gives a real meaning of Lent for those who are massive sinners, and the real meaning of Lent for those who are trying to walk along the way, but need not just slight course corrections, but major course corrections on the inside, despite the fact that the outside looks just fine. Let's start with the hardened sinners. God, through the prophet Isaiah, gives us several verbs in today's first reading. To hear the word of the Lord, to listen to the instruction of God. First thing comes by opening our minds to and our hearts to real obedience to the Lord. Obedience comes from listening attentively, almost eavesdropping on a door. That's the type of attention we need to give to the Lord's word. The Lord's word is not just is not going to kill us. The Lord's word is actually going to console us and cut off the spiritual cancer that will kill us. It's the first verb, to hear and to listen. Second verb, wash yourselves clean. And he describes what that means, to put away our misdeeds, to cease doing evil, to learn to do good, to make justice our aim, to defend the widow, hear the orphan's plea. That's what he means when he says, come now, let us set things right. We wash ourselves clean by washing ourselves of evil deeds through the doing of good deeds. One of the things that's a struggle for so many Catholics is they try so hard to fight against sin and they seem never to win. They'll say, I won't do that, I won't do that, I won't do that, I won't do that, and they can't stop. The real path to victory is when you start doing the exact opposite what the good is, because then that temptation to do the evil becomes gradually weakened. So, for example, for a young kid who has difficulty obeying parents and is constantly disobeying or giving back talk to the parents, one of the ways to solve it is to work at praising your parents, thanking your parents, being grateful, doing things before you're even asked, anticipating what might be needed. Because the more we live that type of life, the more we will recognize immediately a word will be disrespectful or an action will be disobedient. For someone who has difficulty with impure thoughts, the thing is not to just say, I'm never going to think that way, I'm never going to think, I'm going to let it pass by. No, the greatest way is to try to look with the eyes of God, to be pure of heart, to see God in others who might be originally temptations. That's the way it is with everything. If we are tempted to be impatient at Mass, the great thing is to prepare for Mass well, to start to ask the Lord for us to center our whole lives around the Mass rather than just squeeze it in. And the more we do that, the less that temptation will be able to grasp us. That's the way the Lord is able to change us. Notice what he says. Sometimes we have an idea that when God forgives us, he erases things. That's not what the forgiveness of sins is. Once we've done something, it's there. But what God wants to do is he wants to totally transform it, to make what was scarlet in us white, not to rip it away, but to totally change it, just like Christ's bloody wounds were eventually gloriously transfigured. They were still there, but they no longer bled. And in fact, they were the greatest witness, as one of the church mystics said, five sets of lips on Jesus' body besides these that proclaimed just how much he loved us. In the gospel today, we get the massive course correction on the inside, the interior evolution the Lord is calling of those whose sins might not be scarlet on the outside, who might not need to come back from a pigsty to the Father's house, but need to become true sons of the Father on the inside. He describes the scribes and the Pharisees, those who were outwardly the most religious of Jews. He said they basically teach appropriately with their words because they are teaching God's words. But there was some huge disconnect. Rather than have those words they preach transform them on the inside so that they became living commentaries, there was a separation between what they professed and what they lived. We learn from Jesus' criticism of the scribes and Pharisees what we're called to. This intense harmony between the Word of God and our behavior. It's not enough just for us to know the Word of God. We do need to know it, and that's why we need to study. And one of the great things about a good Lent is a holy, ascetical study of our faith so that we can know it better. But then to respond to God's help, to actually put it into practice. What else do they do? They preach, but they don't practice. We need to practice and preach. They tie up heavy burdens on people's shoulders, but don't lift a finger to move them. We need constantly to be moving not just fingers, but hands and feet and heart to try to help people with their burdens. That's what the Word of God clearly calls us to. Especially the young, as they struggle to live by God's Word, they need that help. All their works are performed to be seen. And then he gives several examples. Place of honor, seats of honor, greetings, rabbi, teacher, father, master. All types of things where they want their status acknowledged. People who look up to them. Jesus says, no, rather. We must humble ourselves. We must become others' servants. And that's the way we will always be exalted. There are times in Lent where we can start to say to ourselves or maybe a little bit to others, look at the penances I'm doing. Gee, I feel great about praying an hour a day in a holy hour. Gee, I feel great about being more generous to others. I'm going to send this in and hope that I get credit for it, etc. I feel great acquiring this type of self-discipline and losing all this weight. The Lord wants to bring about that interior Lenten resolution in which we seek to conform our lives totally to the Word of God, that we're constantly going out to lift up other people's burdens and put them on our own shoulders. That's what the way of the cross is. Just like Jesus took all our sins and our weight on his shoulders, that's the type of cross he calls us to carry each day. And to seek no title, rabbi or teacher or father or mother or master, other than the title, good Christian, faithful Christian. A Christian who knows how to humble himself so that the Lord in the next life will be able to exalt what the Father sees done in secret. To wash ourselves totally in the blood of the Lamb is the incredible opportunity the Lord gives us in the Mass. Let us ask Him to wash us thoroughly clean so that we might learn to do good, the specific good that the Lord calls us to, anew this morning. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.